You've been looking at numbers lately as they pertain to a specific cohort of demographics. We're talking about 18 to 34-year-olds, young adults who are just getting out there, becoming established. What are you seeing in that cohort?
There's a new report out by the Georgetown University Center for Education and the Workforce, and they're actually showing that at all educational levels, our young people, 18 to 34, are not doing as well as far as their incomes. Now, the good news there is the better educated you are, the less of a problem that is. But even college graduates now are doing less well. This new data shows that basically half of all young women now in this country are working part-time instead of full-time. And basically two-thirds of young men are working full-time, but one-third are working part-time. So we're seeming to be going to an economy where people work are working part-time, less benefits, and at lower salaries. I think that's a problem for the country and a problem for business. You know, my spending is your income. Your spending is my income. If people don't, if young people don't have income, that hurts our economy.
You referenced Georgetown University, and I know that you've looked at a study out of Georgetown entitled Failure to Launch. And according to a summary of this research, the first decade of the 21st century was what they call a lost decade for young adults in this country, especially young men. And the question I have is, are today's young adults delaying or are they being delayed in launching their careers, and how come?
I think that's a very important question. And, you know, I think what we're seeing with the Great Recession, we've seen less hiring. More of that hiring has been part-time and at lower wages. Unfortunately, one of my concerns is when we see where the jobs have been growing, we do occupational projections in Frankfort for the future of Kentucky and the nation, and we're not much different from the nation. We're showing that 71% of the new jobs projected between now and 2020, actually 2010, 2020 is our study, require a high school degree or less. So some of the jobs are in food services, retail trade, things like that. Now, we do need high-skill workers, but we also are going to see a growth in our low-skill workers, and a lot of our jobs are in food preparation now and, as I say, retail trade.
Of course, you deal with statistics which capture what's just happened in the past, but can you use those to look at where we are now and where we might be going?
But I think we've got to rethink the whole issue of where our economy is growing. And we need to make proper investments. Now, I do think education does pay. We know people who are educated have a much lower unemployment rate and much higher incomes. But also, we do know from the data that a large part of our economy is still people who work in middle-level jobs that don't require as much education. And I fully support raising the minimum wage. I know that's an issue for businessmen. But again, if I have money in my pocket, I'm going to spend it. And businesses have to have people who can buy their products. We can't have a trickle-down economics where the money all is concentrated at the top. There's a term now being used, middle-out economics. If we have a strong middle class, we can continue to grow our economy. And I think for the last 30 years, we've been losing that middle class. We need to somehow rethink how we reinvent our middle class in this country. And if we can do that, we can have a booming economy again.